Today's daf is daf Chof Dalet, and we're going to start from the Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek with a rousing.
So
as we said yesterday, even though Ochol Nefesh is mutter on Yontov, so there's various melochis that the Rabbanim were not matir on Yontov. We're only matir basically from Lisha onwards. What's the marker of such a thing? So Rashi holds all over. The Rambam also brings this. And all those things that were capable of being done just as well, Meir of Yontif, the Rabbanu weren't mat. Tosfos points out that from the sugyas, it's always mashma, that distinction is only true lagabi machshirei Eichel Nefesh. But Eichel Nefesh itself, we don't find that the Rabbanu were only matir something that couldn't have been done yesterday. So therefore, he doesn't understand our Mishnah to be a problem of doing something from yesterday, but rather that Seda is a form basically of Ksira. Since Ksira is Asur, so because of that, so too is Seda Asur. Now, Lamaisa, we mentioned yesterday that there's a number of different limud. There's a limud in the Yerushalmi that's wrought from Rish Lakish that compares the din of Ushamartem et HaMatzot to this halacha, Sheyaselach Ol Nefesh Ruvado Yaselach, because of the Smichus. And there, it says a very interesting esmachta, that only those things that are from the time of Shmira Samatzis onwards, those are the things that you're mutter because of Malachas Eichel Nefesh. What the reasoning would be for that, as I mentioned, yes, there's a number of different Rishonim that give different reasons. One shot is because things that are not mechuber normally to the preparation of food, they seem to exist on themselves as part of a malacha that you would do. In other words, from the time that you take care of your field, the ktsira, until the time that ktsira is turned into eichel, there's no real single process that puts them together, even in the rare occasion where you want to do so. And therefore, those things that are generally done disconnected from direct achil are not considered to be the pu'ulais of Eichel Nefesh. Others learn that those things that are generally done with a great amount at one time, people don't do a little bit of ktsira. They do ktsira. They finish up whatever it is that they need to do. So those type of things are all called uvda dechol, because that's the way that they're usually done as part of your normal work, and therefore we ask them because of uvda dechol. Others learn that we ask them because you may come to do the malacha the way you do it bechol. Once already you're doing ketzira, so I'll do a little bit more. And we know that those things that were matir, we've seen this hakvada throughout the mesechta, we don't want to be matir in a way where you may come to do more as a dover pashut than is necessary for yontav, you'll be tereach tircha for chol. But whatever the reasoning is, we have five different reasons for dagim min avivarya. It doesn't necessarily explain why ein notim lifnehem mizonot. So Rashi learns ein notim lifnehem mizonot. It's a famous Rashi, which is no gaya the problem of feeding your aquarium fish on the Shabbos and Yontav. Ein notim lifnehem mizonot. Rashi learns that dagim do not require food because they pick up their food basically. Obviously, larger fish eat smaller fish, but they pick up their food from plankton and from small vegetation that's found in the mayim, and therefore they're not considered to be mezonei seim alech. Tosis points out from later on in our own sugyas we'll get to today that that's problematic, and that therefore the reason that we say that you can't give them food is because of the ein sadi. In other words, he learns those things which you're not allowed to be tzad, we ossered you from feeding, because we're afraid that you're going to come, Lutsudam, Tzotzabatabatalya. Whatever is mutter in Seda is mutter in giving mizaynas. Whatever is osir is osir. And even though in Shabbos this isn't necessarily true, because mizaynas seyam alecha is nonetheless we're matir feeding on Shabbos, but on Yontiv, since it's mutter to do malecha sechol nefesh, so therefore it's more likely that people will come to the oivra litzudam than it is on Shabbos. On Shabbos, understand, it's two different worlds. To take care of the animal doesn't mean you're going to shech the animal, doesn't mean you're going to trap the animal. Mashenkin on Yontiv, it would mean that the people, so mamele chachomim, were machmir not to give mizaynas to those things that are also betzeda. Avot sadim chayava of min avivarya. However, you can bitzad out of a vivarium because it was already considered to be nitzod from before yantah, and because of that, according to Tosfos, notnim lefneiem mizonot, or according to Rashi, since these are chayas gedolos and they're now included in places where they can no longer freely roam to get their own food, so therefore it's considered to be zodah seyam alecha, you have to take care of them, and therefore notnim lefneiem mizonot. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel omer, you can't necessarily make a rule out of this, says Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Lo kol avivarian shavim. I mean, obviously, the fact that something is within an enclosure does not necessarily mean that it's all that easy to grab it. So tzeda, says Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, is defined not by the theoretical ownership or memshala that you have over the animal, but it's defined by the actual ability to grab the animal. So if you have a large enclosure that stretches over a half a kilometer, the fact that the animal's in there doesn't make it nitzot. And therefore, zakla kol hamechusar tzeda, even if it's inside of an enclosure, but still needs to be trapped, and we'll explain what that means in the Gemara, asur, she'eno mechusar tzeda, no longer needs further trapping, muta. So first of all, the Gemara asks what appears to be a stira, v'ramina. Vivarian shel chaya v'shel afot ein tzadimeyem b'yom tov, v'ein notim l'feyem mizonot. Our Mishnah says that when it comes to chaya v'ofot, once they're in the vivarium, so you're able to be tzad, and you're able, therefore, to give, well, maybe not therefore, but according to Tosfos, therefore, you're able to give them mizonot. And here in the Braita it says, you're not allowed to take a chaya or an of out of a vivarium, and you can't feed them. Kasha chaya, chaya, kasha ofot, ofot. So bishlema chaya, chaya lo kasha. You could say that there's no problem of the issue of the chayot, because ha Reb Yehuda ha Rabbanan. We know that there's a machlokas Reb Yehuda and Rabbanan about what is considered to be tzeda. It's not. Reb Yehuda omer, atzad tzipor lemigdal. Somebody who traps a bird inside of a box, or a tzvi labayit, he traps a deer in his house. So he would be chayit. As you see from here, dafka labayit to the mechayit. So in a smaller space, like a room, so then he would be chayit. But if he would, this is rather unusual to trap a tzvi in your house. I mean, certainly he's saying bedafka, the tzvi in your house. But if you would have trapped a tzvi in a vivarium, lo, you would not be chayit. So since you would not be chayiv if you did such a thing now on Shabbat, so therefore it means that it's not considered to be nitzod if it's in a vivarium, which means that you cannot take an adyantiv. I'll leave it to Reb Yehuda because it isn't considered to be nitzod yet. Whereas the Chachomim Omrim, Tzipor lemigdal, we agree with you. That's considered to be nitzod once it's inside of a box or a dresser. A migdal is really like a dresser, a small closet. Tzvi, however, we disagree with you when it comes to the tzvi. Tzvi is not necessarily into the bayit. Tzvi could be even lagina, lechatzer, levivarium. Oh, so according to Rabbanan, entrapment of a tzvi inside an enclosure is considered to be already nitzod. You'd be chayav on Shabbos. But if once it's considered to be nitzod, so then you should be allowed to take it out already on Yom Tov. So basically, it would depend on these shitot. But of course, these two shitot only differ when it comes to chaya and behema. They don't differ when it comes to oaf. So you haven't really answered the problem of oaf. Because the Mishnah says, tzadik chaya v'oaf min avivarian. And over here, it says that both Reb Yehuda and the Rabbanan seem to agree, and ein sadin me'em b'yom tov of the ofot. Now, how do we explain that now? Now, Tosfos points out, and this is one of Tosfos' riots against Rashi, Gemara never dealt with the issue of feeding. I mean, why isn't it still, the Gemara says, ofot is a problem. Why doesn't the Gemara say mizonos is a problem? Because according to Rashi, the mizonos has nothing to do with the din of tzeda. Mizonos has to do with the question of whether they're going to have what to eat. Therefore, says Tosfos, you see clearly, like I'm saying, that the mizonos is a direct function. It's not a separate question. Mizonos is direct function of tzeda. If there's no problem of tzeda, then you're allowed to feed it. If there is a problem of tzeda, you're not allowed to feed it. That's why the Gemara completely ignores the issue of mizonos, because it's not a separate category of stira. But anyway, getting back to the Gemara, so what do we do about ofot? That's a problem. The chit, maybe you'll try to tell me, well, we can distinguish in the type of enclosure. The chit, we could say hanami. Ofot, ofot are also not really a problem. Lo kash, ha bebiver mikura, va bebiver she'eno mikura. Maybe the difference is like this. Where the Mishnah here was matir, it was talking about where you had an aviary, basically. In other words, you had a screen over the top of the beaver, which didn't allow the bird to escape, and therefore it's considered to be nitzot. Mashenken over here, where it says ofot, you cannot be tzad, is talking about where the bird could always fly up and away. But that doesn't make sense either, because you see that a bayit is equivalent of a beaver bikura, as if it has a roof. If it has a roof, then according to what you are saying, a beaver mikura should be considered as if the bird was already entrapped. And yet, both Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan insist that a bird in a house is not considered to be entrapped. He has to be caught in a closet or in a box. So obviously that's not a solution. Because Bein Rabbi Yehuda, Bein Rabbanan, say over here, Dafke Tzipor Lemigdal, in, then it's considered to be entrapped. You're over on Seda. But Labayit Lo, if you had got a bird closed up in a house, it would not be considered to be trapped. Omar Rabba Baravuna, the answer lies in the particulars of the case. Hacha Bitzipor Dror Askinan, She'inam Mikabelet Marut, where you're talking about the case of the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda, who agree that it has to be in a Migdal and not in a Bayit. They are referring to wild birds. And the bird that's called Tzipor Dror, the word Dror means free. Why is it called Dror? For the same reason that liberty is called freedom. Liberty bell is Dror. That's why they put this pasuk on Krasim Dror L'chol Aretz. What does Dror mean? It comes from the word Dar, to live. And Dar, the Tzipor Dror, is Dar Babayit Kebesadeh. He lives the way he pleases, wherever he is. Meaning that if even though he lives in the house, I'd like to see you catch me. In other words, he'll fly from, it's not if he's tamed. He's taken over your house. You haven't taken over him. It's a completely different issue. And that, of course, was one of the fundamentals of freedom. Basically, until the ideas of freedom, the Renaissance, there was always an isser. People could, like it was in the Soviet Union, you couldn't live wherever you want. You need to get a heter from the government. We allow you to live at such and such a place. We take for granted now that idea that liberty means you can go wherever you want. But Lamaisa, people who don't have that liberty, the main way in which it's expressed is that this is your place. We tell you where your place is. So if you're at Tzipor Dror, you don't tell it where its place is, it tells you where its place is. So Mamela, there in Ochinami, when it's in the house, it's still not entrapped. But a bird that's not at Tzipor Dror becomes basically tamed. It's in the house, it's caught. And therefore, in those cases, you could say that the Tzipor is Nitzot. But over here, both Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan, by a case of a Tzipor Dror, would agree that it's not called Nitzot, even though it's Bekura. So Hachab Tzipor Dror, Skinan She'ina Mekabelet Marut. A Tzipor Dror that's at liberty does not accept your definitions. Ketani, why do we call free as a bird? Why do we call it a tzipor dror? Shadara babayit kebesadeh al shem dar. It lives wherever it wants, however it wants. So hashtab de'atit al-achil. Now that you're ready to say that the cases could be different, and we might be talking about a different type of bird, and we could also say that the cases are different and we're talking about different types of vivariums. So we don't have to come on now to say that the Mishnah and the Braita are different because one's going like Rabbi Yehuda and one's going like the Rabbanan. Now we can say a simple explanation. All we have to say now is that the cases are different. Ashto, Tita Lachi, once you're ready to accept that, so you could say, Chayachami Namelo Kasha. Same way that we answered the bird issue by saying it's different types of birds, we can answer the Chayas by saying it's different types of vivariums. Ha beviver katan, v'ha beviver gadol. Basically, it depends on whether you're talking about a large vivarium or a small vivarium. Defined how? Hechidami viver katan, vehechidami viver gadol. Amravashi is very simple. In a place that it's enclosed in such a fashion that all you have to do is lunge at it and you get it. That's called a beaver katan and it's not trapped. Because whatever you want, you just go and take it. Whereas anything where you're going to have to start now playing games and get another guy to stand in front of it and entrap it until you get it, you're not going to be able to catch it by lunging at it. That's called a beaver gadol. Or, I mean, maybe obviously you have to judge by the circumstances. Let's say, you've got like little corners that the animal can hide out and so on. Okay, so that's considered to be a beaver gadol because it's not immediately accessible. But edach, with just a small enclosure, where you see exactly where it is, all times a beaver gadol. Or, another indication, Rashi learns that this is another way of measuring the same idea. Tosis disagrees. He says, you don't give different measurements. measurements for the same thing. What would be the point of that? Either it is b'shchiyachatz or it's not. This one, says Tosfos, is talking about an enclosure for birds. That's the point. So you told me if it has a cover, that's all very nice. And if I have to climb up half a kilometer to get to it, I mean, you're not including the third dimension. You're only talking about whether or not it could escape. But when we talk about a bird, it's not enough to discuss the length and the width. You're going to have to discuss the height, because you have all of that area also. What's the definition of height? So here he explains Kolecha, that's Tosfos' approach. There was a standard, says Tosfos, a standard height of wall for vivarium. So if you have basically they're positioned in such a way that the shadow of one falls on the other, okay, so then basically you don't have much room to fly around it. And so there you have a beaver katan, otherwise you have a beaver gadol. No, it's because the definition of tzad is that it's in your hands. It's not in your hands. Now, according to this, it means that basically we are accepting the approach of Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, right? In other words, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel says not all vivariants are the same. That's what the Gemara just ended up saying in the Tanakhama, in order to explain the difference between the case of the Braita, where we're saying the vivarium is not considered to be tzeda. Now that we want to get away from saying it's about locus tanoi between Reb Yehuda and Chachamim. So now we're saying, well, actually, what could you just say? It depends on the vivarium. But that's what Reb Shimon Gamliel said. Now we're saying it in the Chachamim, which implies that we hold the Reb Shimon Gamliel is not really arguing. So if we have two approaches over here, it could well be that Reb Shimon Gamliel doesn't argue, and he's only coming to explain. It could be that Reb Shimon Gamliel maybe has other standards. Maybe Reb Shimon Gamliel is saying, even a beaver kata, and it depends on the vivarium, which accounts for the next sugya. Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda, Rav Shmuel, halachah Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. And when somebody passes halachah Reb Shimon Gamliel, the mashmaut is that there's a machlokas. Reb Shimon Gamliel, there's a machlokas, and he's only explaining, I don't need to say halachas like him. How do you know that there's an argument? We just finished explaining our sugya that there's a difference between vivariums. So now you're coming to say, well, apparently Reb Shimon Gamliel is coming to say there's yet another difference, even in a viver katan. And maybe not. Maybe that's all the Reb Shimon Gamliel was saying. What we said, that it depends on the size of the vivarium. Amalei Abaya halacha nechlal de plige. But you're saying that we paskin like Reb Shimon Gamliel, which implies that there's an argument. How do you know that there's an argument? Amalei Sur Yosef says, honestly, what do you care? What do you care? And if there's not an argument, it's even better. So for sure that looks like Reb Shimon Gamliel. So anyway, I'm right. One way or the other, right? So what are you bothering me? Amalei, so Abaya says to Reb Yosef, what are we, idiots? There's many different ways of learning this saying. Rashi learns, this is a saying that if you have a Talmud who's retarded, you know, so if you explain the sugya to him 500 times, he has no idea what you're talking about. So what you tell him is, Gemara, just repeat after me. Zmaratate, let it just be a song, you know? Sing it! Okay. So you don't have to understand what you're saying. So is that what you're treating us like idiots? In other words, repeat after me. Halacha Reb Shimon Gamliel. I'm asking you, is Reb Shimon Gamliel arguing? Don't worry, just repeat after me. Halacha Reb Shimon Gamliel. We're not idiots over here. Tell me whether you know that there's a machlokas. So according to this, it would mean that since Reb Yosef doesn't insist that there is a machlokas, Reb Shimon Gamliel indeed is simply explaining the Tanakhama. No, those words for sure not. There's other ways of understanding those words. Not dependent on this. Zakla. Call him a chusar tzeda. When you say mechusar tzeda, what exactly do you mean?
He's explaining.
What are you in slow motion today?
Yeah.
we're holding in the next sugya, and all of a sudden you pop up.
I don't understand what's the bottom line. That he's not cholek, and he's just explaining.
No, Reb Yosef was saying, what do you care? What do you make a big fuss? Who cares? Does it matter? Is halach like Shem Gamliel one way or the other? So by saying, I know you're treating us like idiots over here. Just repeat after me. The words don't mean anything. If I'm telling you halacha, you're telling me something that may not have any meaning, and I'm supposed to just repeat it because it's like a song I'm singing. He's making fun of it. Well, you can't just say, who cares? What do you mean, who cares? You have to know what you're saying. It has to fit. When Reb Shimon Gamliel says, well, if it's still not totally caught, what does that mean, if it's not totally caught? Look, if you got to say, let's bring a trap and trap it, but let's bring a lasso and catch it. Whatever. In other words, you can't just get it. So obviously you're still talking about entrapping it in some new way. Seda that's not complete is not Seda. Omalei Abaya, I mean, it's according to that. Look, I mean, you got chickens. Are you telling me you don't have to go catch chicken? You're raising chickens. People do this all the time. So you get your kids to stand in front of chickens, running after chickens. You go and lunge, grab a chicken because you're trapped in the corner. You say for a chicken the same thing? You say, Havei mitzudah v'netzudenu. And nonetheless, v'tanya atzad avazim v'tanya golem v'yonei hardisot. Yonei hardisot, some learn mean hordes, from the lush of hordes, because hordes brought a lot of bird industry. They would make these yonos to place in Barnea's neighborhood, the yonei hardisot. Potter, according to this, if you have to trap it, it should be regular tzeda. Omer, Rabba Baravun Amar Shmuel. No, there's a big difference when you're raising poultry. The difference is that halolo bo in lekluvan la'erev, v'halolo ein ba in lekluvan la'erev. Fact is, when the sun sets, all the little chickens are clucking their way back home to their little chicken coop. And once they come into their little chicken coop, you grab the chicken. And therefore, they're not real. So once they're really under your hands, the fact that now you got to chase them or play games with them when they're outside and running around and they have this little game before you can catch them, that's not considered to be that I need to do a new tzeda. All I really got to do is wait for them to come home. I just want them now. Masha'en Kane, the case that we're talking about over here, Shem Gamliel, is where obviously they don't just make their little way home into daddy's waiting arms. That's not how it works with the other animals. Oh, what about Yone Shovach, Yone Aliyah, where they end up going back into their columbarium at night? And why isn't that considered to be therefore also or even those that make their way up to the gutters at night, you know, or underneath the eaves. So they come home at night, and it says, V'tanya atzad yonei shovach, v'yonei aliyah, v'tziporim shekadenu betfichim bebirot. They would put out these little, you actually could see them in the rova, put out these little cans on the outside of tall buildings. Birds could simply sit, little bird houses, basically, on the outside, for the birds to settle down in. So you would be chayav, even though they come home. We're talking about where they come home to you and you have to take care of them. So they're considered to be basically animals that are in your barn. That's considered to be mizuman completely. But they're still free. They want to eat. They go out and get food. They have nothing to do with you. Huh? If it was monosanotam, then it would be like poultry. Rav Mori Omar, Hani Avidi L'Revuye, Vani Lor Avidi L'Revuye. The difference is whether they struggle to go free. You know, there's Yone Shovach. You come towards the Shovach, they run. They fly away. Mashenke and the chickens. The chickens sit there in the coop. And therefore, they're basically not interested in escaping. Well, what do you mean? If I come after a chicken? I mean, come after chicken, it runs. Kulanami, I mean, a little bit. Chickens also run. Yeah, but where do they run? Do they run into the chicken coop? Well, again, right into daddy's waiting arms. So the kluvan kamrina David l'rabuye. And we're talking about that they fly in their kluv. And so these things, that even when they fly up to their nest, if you go up there and try to get them, they fly away from the nest. They'll keep running away from you. Masha, again, the chickens, once they're in their kluv, they don't run away.
Okay.
Mitzudot chayav v'of v'dagim. Sh'asa mi'erev yom tov, lo yitel me'em b'yom tov, elim ken yodea sh'nitzudo mi'erev yom tov. Let's say that you have traps that are set. So you have still here a problem, even if they end up being nitzod on their own, an animal walks into the trap. Now you find it on yom tov. Was it mukhan or was it muksa? There's another issue over here. Let's forget about the problem with tzeda. There's no problem with tzeda. It was nitzod me'elav. But there's a problem of achana. So since until this time they were mukta, they remain mukta, unless they were nitzod me'erev yantav. You see a very interesting thing from here, that even though we said before you have to be mazmin, the very fact of setting a trap is a hazmona. In other words, anything in there is what I want, even though I didn't say this is the bird or this is the animal that I will be eating. But if you don't know that it was there for me'erev yantav, so how could you eat it? U'ma'aseh v'nochri achad, there was once a particular non-Jew who brought fish to Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi David. Is the upstairs room available, or is it still beds?
No, in a few days.
We're getting closer. Okay. U'ma'aseh b'nochri achad, a certain non-Jew brought fish to Rabbi Gamliel on Yom Tov, and he said, look, Mikra did, you could take this fish and accept it from him, which seems to be a contradiction to what you just said. How does he know that the fish was there from before Yontif? Mutarim, the Gemara is going to ask, it's a contradiction. I don't want to accept it from him. But Lamaisa, you could accept it from him. So Rashi says, I don't want to accept it from him. People took that to mean, I don't like this guy. I'm not interested in a gift from him. Lamaisa, the Rishonim explained, people think it's a machlokas between Rashi and the Rishonim. It's not a machlokas. Rashi is saying the mashma'ut of what people were listening to when they heard what Rabbi Gamliel answered. Yeah? Says, I don't feel like accepting it from him. I don't like the guy. That doesn't mean that was the real reason, necessarily. It could be, as we saw before, Rabbi Gamliel was machmer al atzmer, was maker lacherim. So he's saying, I don't want to accept any gifts from this fellow. That doesn't mean that was the reason. As the other Rishonim say, he was being machmer al atzmer. But you can't tell somebody, I'm being machmer on myself, but it's okay for you. I don't like the guy. Esther Gemara Maaseli Storm? Is this a contradiction? That's a little bit strange, isn't it? You first go ahead and you say, you have to know that it was Nitzan Meir of Yontif. And then you say, and indeed, there was a Maisa. The Rav Gamliel said, it's okay on Yontif, even though you didn't know. And you bring a story that contradicts the principle that you just stated. No. Surim Echasa, the Mishnah is missing a line, obviously. Vachi Katani. Sofek Muchad Asur, Rav Gamliel Matir. That's the pshat. We're missing that piece. Umaseh Nami. Now, to back the idea that Rav Gamliel is matir, if it was suffic, if it was nitzar on Yontif, or from before Yontif, indeed there was a maise benochri achat shevi dagim l'Rav Gamliel, v'yomar mutarimim, ela she'in ritzoni l'kabel imenu. Omer, if you don't mashmuel, ain't halacha k'Rav Gamliel. If you're mesupak, you're not allowed to use it on Yontif. The ikir amasinona. Others say a little bit differently. It's not that Shmuel said ain't halacha k'Rav Gamliel. It's that there was a braita that said it like this: Sofek buchan, Rav Gamliel matir, Rabbi Yeshua oser. In this version, Amr, you know, Mishmuel, halacha k'Rabbi Yoshua. It boils down to the same thing. It's a question of what exactly was he doing. Was he paskening bedafka? The halacha is not like Rabbi Gamliel. Was he paskening that there was another man, the Amr, that we don't know about? He's not mentioned in the Mishnah, but in the Brights he's mentioned. Is Rabbi Yoshua, which Shmuel paskin k'Rabbi Yoshua? And there's actually a third way that Shmuel was quoted. V'ikin amasa ha'tanya. Others bring it on the following brisa, and that is that shochtim min hanigarim, that you're allowed to shecht an animal from a vivarian, biyomtav. Why do we call it nigarim? Because they used to have little water areas that are called nigrar that the animals would gather around to drink. So nigrar would be a thin puddle like a ditch, a very, very low ditch, in which the water is nigrar. It flows out from wherever it is you take it from. I always told you the little story about the old time toilets here in Eretz Yisrael. Where, tell you, Mesa, I never understood it. It was like really strange. They had the old toilets where they had the chain, you pull the chain, and the water would come gushing down this long pipe from the ceiling, you know, and there was a thing up on top. And there was always a little label on it, that metallic label that said, the best Niagara. So they always used to call those things Niagaras. There's still people that call the mechanism for the toilet a Niagara. Now, of course, this was really a reference to Niagara Falls. But the basis of its Hebrew, I think, is that it's nigarim, it's Niagara, right? So it's actually nigrar, the water is nigrar, when you pull the cord. It had a little picture of flowing water. It was definitely a reference to Niagara Falls. The application to the toilet was not exactly appropriate.
In those days, the water, until it got into the Niagara.
Yeah, it took forever. Yeah, the banging and this. All right, so anyway, so you could shecht an animal in this bivar, which is here called a nigar, on Yontif, avalomen arishatot, but you can't shecht an animal that has fallen into a trap. Reshet would be a type of thing where it would fall into a screen, it wouldn't see it, it would come in, or some other would close over it. So there you don't know when it fell in. Uminemech morot, or any other type of entrapment. Reb Shimon Elazar omer, well, let's say you come along Erev Yontif and you see that the trap is sprung. It's from Mukukal. And Rashi says these are very long traps. You could have a trap over here that could go on for half a kilometer. And if an animal would go in on one side, so in attempting to pull itself out, it would spring the trap on the other side too. It would pull off the reshet from whatever was holding it up. So you wouldn't necessarily see an animal, but you would see that the reshet had fallen off and that the trap was sprung. So if you walked along Erev Yom Tov, you noticed that the trap was sprung even though you didn't see an animal. So then, but then you know that an animal that you find in there was there from Erev Yom Tov, and therefore it's mut. But if Erev Yom Tov was okay, and your bo matzan mekukolim b'Yom Tov, if you find now that it's niskalkal on Yom Tov itself, so then that means, in other words, I know at the night time it wasn't mukuka. I find now that it is mukuka. So then biyadua should be Yom Tov nitzadu. Then I know that it was nitzad on Yom Tov. Then it would be aser, which of course is a contradiction, correct? Because I mean, here it's giving me two options: either you know X or you know minus X. And what happens if I don't know? So they contradict each other. Yes, says the Gemara, Gufa Kasha. First you say bo matzav mukukal b'erev Yom Tov. If you know for a fact that the trap was sprung before Yom Tov, so then, and only then, can you eat it, because then you know 100% b'yodua should be Erev Yom Tov Nitzod. Okay, so in other words, what you're telling me is that Taima, the only reason we're being matir it, is because it's not a suffix, but because Bo Matzan Mekukalin, I found that the trap was sprung from before Yom Tov, so you're passing now that a suffix, a sveika, would be Osir. And then you say, you turn around and you say exact opposite. You say in the Seifa, Bo Matzan Mekukalin, be Yom Tov, that if you found them now sprung only on Yom Tov, so then be Yadua should be Yom Tov Nitzod, then you know that they're Osir. Because they definitely were caught on Yom Tov. Oh, so in other words, they're only Osir when you definitely know that they were caught on Yom Tov. But otherwise, you're paskening like Rabbi Gamliel, that it's mutter, the suffix mucha. So hasveka, so time in a bombatsum and kukoli. Hasveka, but if you would have any suffix, so then you could rely on saying that me'erev Yom Tov nitzodu umutarnam and make up your mind. You can't say contradictory things in one sentence. No, it must mean like this. Hachikama. Ba umatzan mekukalim be'erev Yom Tov. Biyadua shim'erev Yom Tov nitzodu umutarim. Whereas any other event would be the equivalent of finding them on Yom Tov and only on Yom Tov. Hasveika na'asak mishi nitzodu b'Yom Tov v'yasurim. If it would be a suffix, then it's the equivalent of knowing for a fact that it was Nitzad on Yom Tov and it's also, it's not another case. It's telling you the default. The default is that it was trapped on Yom Tov. The only way to get out of the default position is to know for a fact that it was Mekukal before Yom Tov, meaning it was sprung before Yom Tov. Omer of Yudam Shmuel, and in this version, Shmuel paskins like Reb Shimon ben Elazar, in which case Reb Shimon ben Elazar is saying that Sveika is Aser. The default is that it's Aser. This is a third way of saying that the halach is not like Rabbi Gamliel, either by saying it's like Reb Yoshua, or like saying it's Reb Shimon ben Elazar, or simply the first way we had it, in halach like Rabbi Gamliel. Alright, so Rabbi Gamliel says, the Amar mutarim, they're mutter. Now, as Moshe Baruch pointed out, he didn't say mutter for what? Mutarim lamai. Well, what does that mean? That you can accept it from him and you can carry it? You're not chayshish for mukta? Or does it mean that you're able to eat it? And you're not chayish for the problem of mucha? The mutarim lamai. Rav Amar, even Rabbi Gamliel was only saying mutarim lekabel. There's no problem in accepting it from his hand. He wasn't suggesting that you could actually eat it. So in other words, we weren't so machmir. What all Rabbi Gamliel is saying is to be machmir that it's not considered to be roi lachila. Yes, that I agree with you. But to say you're not even allowed to accept it, that I wouldn't say we're not so machmir stam in mukta betilto. We often find nafkaminas in achila and tilto. Okay, so that's all the Rabbi Gamliel was saying. It's not that he was chayla completely on the Tanakhama. Whereas Levi says no. He was saying you could eat it mutarim bachila. Omar Rav, you know, let me tell you an object lesson from my dear friend Levi over here, because he's got a problem. Levi's problem is he didn't show up to the Beis HaMedrash the next morning. That's his problem. And it just should be a lesson to all you Talmidim. Le'olam al yimna adam atzmo mi beit ha-midrash afilu sha'achas. Don't even miss one Seder. Don't even miss one shir. You see, because both Levi and I were sitting in front of Rebbe when he taught this halach. So I'm going to come in the Rebbe, come along Shmaitza. And yes, indeed, the night before, during night Seder, Rebbe explained, Mutarim Ba'achila, that Rabbi Gamliel held, you could even eat them. So Levi went home, didn't bother coming to shir the next morning, and was left with a mistake, which he's now asserting, because he remembers hearing it from Rebbe. It's true, he did hear it from Rebbe, but the point is that the next morning, Rebbe came back and taught it in a different way. And he said, Mutarim lekabel. Now, that's the difference between me and Levi, you see. Ana davoy beimet rosh. So I, who came the next morning to shir, so hadrebi, I learned the right halacha, which is how I'm passing it to you right now, that it's only mutter lekabel. Poor Levi, delo hadar beimet halavi beimet rosh, he never came the next morning. He was stuck with last night's pshat. And baby, that's last Tuesday. So therefore, yeah, forget it. And therefore, what's that?
But how could why did the baby teach in such a way you couldn't be?
He changed his mind.
Oh, changed
but you need to know the latest.
No,
nowadays they have it on an RSS feed. I mean, Levi today, Levi's psak today, Rebbe's psak today is only Batilto.
Rebbe's saying he changed his mind?
Yeah.
He was just waiting for the
next No, he changed his mind.
The halacha changed overnight.
That's correct. Meisve. Not Rishavidor, only Israel. How about this price? I'm going to say this price. It says a guy brings a gift to Israel, even if he brings dagim fulamim, uperot b'nei umam. He could bring fish that are fresh as could be. They're still dripping straight out of the sea, and clearly they were just brand new fish caught. Peirot that are fresh off the tree is mut. Ah, come on, man. If you're going to tell me it's mutter the way Rebbe Rav said that, l'mandiono mutar l'kabel. Okay, you could say it's mutter. We didn't consider mutter to accept it. Shop. L'mandiono mutar b'achila. How could it be mutter b'achila? Peirot b'nei umam. Misharu b'achila. Do you understand? What kind of crazy question is that? You understand that this means literally? That I know for a fact the fish were caught today and the perot were picked? So who was matar even the tilto? Perot b'nei oman. What? Rabbi Gamliel says you're allowed to. He said suffix. He didn't say vadai. So perot b'nei oman misharo b'tilto. Whoever said such a thing? It doesn't work out any better according to one shot or the other. So clearly when it says the dagim fulamot, it doesn't mean literally they're fresh. It's fish that look fresh. It's Bekavre diadime, it's red-meated fish. Look fresh even the day after. And peri de kavisha biyarka, it's peirot that you covered over with leaves, which keeps them fresh as if they were caught, Richie, as if they were caught today. That's what we're talking about. The reason that we call them b'nei omam is because they're ke'en b'nei omam. They look mamish like they were caught today. So you might think that we should be geyser, that it's maris ayin. It looks as if you're eating something that was caught today or that was picked today. Kamash malan, the Rebbe Gamliel is matir something, even though it was nearer as if it's picked today. Lamaisa Rashi learns that it's talking about over here that it was vadai not picked today, which gets it true according to everybody. It does this, no, it's true according to Rabbi Gamliel that it might not have been picked up, but it still looks very fresh. The Chiddush is a little bit of Rabbi Gamliel. So it's Ke'en B'nei Yoman. Omer if Papa, Hilchita, Nochri, Shevidor only Yisrael B'yom Tov. A guy brings a gift to you on Yom Tov. Im Yesh Me'oto Amin B'Bechubar. So if there is a possibility that he just picked this and brought it to you, because in the area now, these things still exist, so then it's awesome. Because then again, nobody was mocking something was for you. As a matter of fact, La Erev, at night, it's Osir Bichtei Shiyasu, because you cannot be Nehene from a Malacha that was done for you on Yontif. So you will have to wait long enough for the Pu'ula Sa'isr to have been done.
Even by
a guy. But we'll see, it's only the person for whom it was done. So it would be Osir Bichtei Shiyasu. In Ein Me'otam, in Be'mechubar, if these things are definitely from a supermarket, they no longer are pickable. So then you don't have the problem of whether it's Mukhan, you don't have the problem of whether it was an issue that was done for you. But now you got a problem of whether it was bichutzot chum or mitochat chum. Because if you brought it bichutzot chum, that's already another problem. So we'll see tomorrow. So then, this was the big advantage when they delivered Harry Potter in that massive Shabbos. It was almost a military operation in which they had to get out like 5 million copies of Harry Potter all in one morning. So they had these warehouses that were all, I was in London at the time, so they had these warehouses all over the place that were kept, you know, with guards and so on. But they were all betoch hatchum because they had to be immediately delivered the next morning. So there was no chashash. They brought Harry Potter michutz hatchum, which is a b'maisa steer in Eibay, because, I mean, they should have been able to simply operate them, but they didn't. So they had to store them in these places. So there was no problem with chutzotchum. So over there, it was mutter to read the Harry Potter on Shabbos because it wasn't brought Of course, the problem was how do you open the Harry Potter? Oh, that was already itself a major operation. However, you should know, despite the fact, like I reported this to you, despite the fact that everybody else needed to wait to read Harry Potter till the morning of Shabbat, the Jews who were Shomer Shabbos were given a special dispensation immediately before Shkia were given Harry Potter ahead of the rest of the world. Because they couldn't do anything about it because it was also to call the telephone. So there you go. So it worked out okay anyway, all of that. In any event, so if you have to be, if you're varai that it was betocha tchum, so then it's okay. If it's tocha tchum mutter. If it was chutz to tchum asur, but even over there, you should know that haba b'shvi Yisrael zeh mutar b'shvi Yisrael achar. If it came for one Yisrael, so then it was okay for another Yisrael. Rashi says it's very confusing to me because, I mean, if it's muksa, it's muksa to everybody. I mean, if that's the problem. And if not, then what exactly? I mean, if you're the Norcha was Madlik and Erev Shabbos for one Yisrael, it's also any Yisrael. So what would be the difference? There's no difference for one Jew and another Jew. So he says maybe since Tchumim is the Rabbanan, so the word Machmer so much only Machmer for the one that it was brought for. This we'll discuss tomorrow. But there is a fascinating question of how to understand this Gemara. The Gemara says, La Erev it's mutter. It's so beautiful to see the way that things, Rashi isolated on his farm. He's got nobody to talk to, basically, except the local. But there was no vast communication system where you could ask Shilas in a bava or whatever. He was convinced 100% that the meaning of the sugya is forever. This is the way it says, when I was a kid, we took for granted that it was like that, and that's why I never asked my rabbi. That it used to be that it was taken for granted the meaning of sugya is even the next night, meaning of Yontav Sheni. So it was already okay because we're manavshach. If it was chol, so why wouldn't it be mutter then? And if today is Yontav, so then it was done on chol, so not being then in Yontav. And this is the way it always was. So now all of a sudden everybody's being machmir. And it means dafka on mitzoy Yontav Sheni. And I can't find anybody that's ready to back me up. This is going on for years. He says, then he says, I just got a letter from Germais, he says. And they say that a certain man came from Rome who was a Zokin, the Yeshiva, Yeshiva, was Boki and all of Shas, Rabbi Klonimus Shimo. And he said that I'm right. It's just so like beautiful where you feel you want like Raya's. Who am I going to ask? Where am I going to? Nobody's backing me up. Nobody to talk to. Can you imagine if we would have been able to get on the internet just for 10 minutes? The Geshmark. But Lamaisatosis explains it's Rashi's right. Tosis, that time is that they answered because of a chashash. Okay, but it's just an interesting historical side. Like it's very beautiful when Rashi goes through these things. Reb Shimon Gamliel Amer, Lo Kol Abivarim Shavim, Zakla, Kol Amechusar Tzida, Asur Shein Amechusar Tzida Mutar, Vamim. Divarim Shel Chaya V'Shalof, Ve'in Tzadim Ebe Yom Tav, Ve'in Nasi Nifteim Zor, It's Kasha Chaya Chaya, Kasha Ofo Tzalof, It's Abishlei V'Chaya Chaya, Lo Kasha, Ho Reb Yiro Rabbanan, It's not Reb Yiro Amerat Tzad Tzipor L'Migdal, V'Tzvi L'Bayet Chayav, L'Bayet Ud B'Chayin, Avel Vavariam Lo, Whereas the Chachomim say, yes, Tzipor L'Migdal, we agree. But Tzvi is not only the bias, it's also the Gina, the Chatzel, the Vivari. But still, how are you going to explain office of office kasha? Maybe you'll try to explain it by saying, Adam, your kasha, viver mikura, hobe viver she'eno mikura. What about a bayit? The bayit is like a viver mikura, dummy. And yet, both Rabbi and the Rabbi agree that a tzipor is only nitzar in a migdal, but not in a bayit. Omer Rav Baravuna. Holcha b'tzipor dror askinu and sheinu b'kabelet marud. Tanut v'rebi shmo, loma nikushma tzipor dror, shadara b'bayit kibasadeh. Well, once you're willing to say, asha titla'achi, you can say the same thing about a chayah, chayah and lokash. Change the case. Ho b'biver katan, ho b'biver gadol. Hechidami b'biver katan, hechidami b'biver gadol. Omer revashi kolech, d'roit abasu motelei b'chat shchia, b'biver katan, v'idech b'biver gadol. Inami kolech adika ukti uksi viver gadol, ve'idach viver katan. Inami kolech denafli tula de katli adari viver katan, ve'idach viver gadol. Reb Shimon Gamliel omer, lo kol avivarim shavim. From Rav Yosef, from Rav Yiram Shmuel, halacha Reb Shimon Gamliel. Omele abai halacha, but mechlal de pligei. Omele, what do you care? My nafakol hamina. Omele, oh, Nonetheless, Tanya Tzada Vazim Tanagonim, Yoni Adisos Potter, Omer Rabba Barfana Meshmuel, Alolo Bon Lekluvam La'erav, Alolo Emboin Lekluvam La'erav. Well, what about Yoni Shovach, Yoni Aliyah? They're Boin Lekluvam La'erav, Tanya, Atzad Yoni Shovach, Yoni Aliyah, Vetiporim Shkanu Betvichim, Beviros, or all or Chayev, even though they go back to their house, Omer Rabba Barfana Meshmuel, Alolo Boin Lekluvam La'erav, and Mizunotan Alecha. Rav Mari Omar, Hani Avila Ravuy, Hani Lo Avila Ravuy. What do you mean, Avila Ravuy? Kula Avila Ravuy. No, I mean, Kluvam Kamrina Davila Ravuy. Mitsuda is Chaya, the earth, the Dagim. Sha'asan Be'er of Yom Tov. Lo Yitoni Yom Yom Tov, and can you dare Shinitsa the Be'er of Yom Tov? Uma Seven of Riach, Achavi Dagim, the Rabbi Gamliel, the Amar Mutareme, Elashain Ritsoni, the Kabelebet. What do you mean, Maaseli Stor? Chisur Bechas, Hori Ketoni. Sofek Buchan Asur, Rav Gamliel, Matir, Maase Nami, Benochri Echad, Shevi Dagim, Rav Gamliel, V'yomar Mutori, Ve'el Ne'el Shein Ritzoni Lekabu Lemenu. Om Rav Yerom Shmuel, Hina Loch Rav Gamliel, Iked a Maase, Lo Detanya, Sofek Buchan, Rav Gamliel, Matir, Rav Yishua, Ser, in this version, Om Rav Yerom Shmuel, Halochi Rav Yeshua, and there's yet a third version, Iked a Maase, Lo Detanya, Shochati min a nigarim biyom tov avalom in a rishatot min a michmorot. Rabbi Shimon Elazar omer, bo matzah mekukalim erev yom tov biyadur shem erev yom tov nitzor mutari. Bo matzah mekukalim biyom tov biyadur shem yom tov nitzor basri. Toguf akasha. Amrit bo matzah mekukalim erev yom tov biyadur shem erev yom tov nitzor otayvet de bo matzah mekukalim. Hosveka asuri. Das ema seifa, bo matzah mekukalim biyadur shem yom tov nitzor. That's dafka time in a bo matzah mekukalim. Mash was fake a mere of Yom Tov Nitzar would be butter. Oh, he come. Bo, umatzah mekukalim mere of Yom Tov. Then the Yodur Shem mere of Yom Tov Nitzar mutarim. Anything else becomes a default position. Nasa kemish nitzar be Yom Tov Vasurim. Om Rav Yonam HaShmuel. Halocha Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. By the way, this, in modern terms, this is pretty standard. But in if you're not familiar with the concept of a default, so then these Gemaras always sound funny. Nasa kami. What do you mean, Nasa kami? It isn't. That's the point of a default. This is the default. It's Yontav. So therefore I tell you, okay, if you know it's not Yontav, it's not Yontav. If not, the default is it's Yontav. To us, that sounds normal. But it's a different way of doing things. It was difficult for people to chop what that means. It sounds like a big Dochuk, if you're not familiar with that usage of a logical diagram. This is the given. Now, okay, if you know differently, it's differently. Ve'amar mutarime. Mutarim l'may. So, amar mutarim l'kabel levi amar mutarim v'achila. Amar Rav, you see? Le'olam ha'im da'adabat zvobi beit ha'mitrash. Boy, this was a nefarious way of undoing Levi's pshata. Afilu sha'acha da'ana v'levi ha'vin kamein ha'rabi. Ki amalo shemaitza bi'ur to'amar mutarim v'achila. But Safram and Mutarim the Kabel. So I'm a davoy be medrasha. So I was hadribi. Levi the lavi be medrasha lo hadabe. Mason. Nachri shevi dor on Israel afilo dagim amafulamim upeirot bnei yoman nu barnea. Where did we have the word mafulamim before? Come on, man. It's tohu vavohu. Chagiga, right there. Avanim mefulamot. He brings it from. Uperot bnei yoman mutarim. Especially lemadi yomer mutarim lekabel shapir. Lemadi yomer mutarim bachila. But somebody holds peros bnei yoman mishor bachila. Oh yeah, and somebody holds peros bnei yoman a shor betilto. Ela bekavri veadimi uperot dekvisha biyarka skinan. The reason that korol bnei yoman is because their freshness could be kein bnei yoman. Amrif Papa Yilchasa Nochri Shevi Doron Yisro B'Yomtav Im Yesh Mi'oto Amin B'Mechubar. You got to assume there was taken today. It's Osir. As a matter of fact, since it was done on Yontav, a Malacha for you, La'erav Nami Asurin B'Chtei She'Yasur V'Nein Mi'oto Amin B'Mechubar. So Toch Atchum Mutar Chutzat Chum Asur V'Abba B'Shvi Yisrael Zeh Mutar Li'Yisrael Acher.